Yo.
What up, what up?
A little late. It's all good, though.
It's all good. It's all good. Just waiting on the others.
Others?
So I guess I can do the intro, right?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Red. The others will be on in a minute, and we are the Troublemakers. Yeah.
Yeah. The others like the movie.
You say what?
Shout out to Nicole Kidman.
Wait, what movie is that?
The Others. You ain't never seen that shit?
Oh, The Others, yeah. Hey.
All right. Hey, what's going on? How's everybody doing?
Yeah. What is up? What's good?
Hey, man. I told
Long
that
time
bitch.
No hear from.
I told that bitch, keep fucking with me, baby. You'll be farting through silk. All right, so. All right, there's X, Jack. Hold on, you sound kind of low.
Yeah, really? Yeah, yeah, you did.
Yeah, boy.
You know what? Every time X Jack's on the show, I hear the name. I think a motherfucking goddamn exhibit and shit.
X. <Follow.
laughs> X to the Z.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Yeah, we can hear you.
Alright, something's disrupting my stuff.
Yo, it sounds like somebody's rustling fucking pillows and shit.
Technical difficulties.
Random disclaimer.
Friends, I was gonna say that shit. I was on the way. They got some ruffles.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like when somebody's trying to sneak a bag of chips.
There we go.
Oh, you about to piss me off.
Word.
Hey, Digga knows if there's one thing I don't like, bro, I don't like bad sound quality. That shit pissed me off. I was about to just get off.
Actually, I remember one time I was on my way to Charlotte. We had X-Jack and I had one of the best shows on his show. And the sound quality was so bad because everybody was echoing.
Yep. Delete.
And when I said that was one of the best podcasts I have ever been on, everything was so good, but like I said, it was just mad echoey.
Yeah, it can't happen.
Be like that sometimes.
So yeah, man. Great conversation for four black men.
Right. No. Then on top of it was just like You know what it sounded like? It sounded like a DJ Clue mixtape. It was like, what up? DJ Clue. I'm gonna tell y'all something. Y'all know the first time I've ever heard DJ Clue without an echo, I was living in New Jersey and it bugged me the fuck out.
DJ Clue, where the echoes at?
Word. But let's get today's show underway. I gotta, we're going to start off with the topic of Toxic Queen, Jada Pinkett Smith. And X-Jack posed the question, what in the hell did Will Smith do so bad to make Jada hate him so much?
I'm telling you.
He made that After Earth movie. It wasn't After Earth. It was, shit, that done fucked up the whole goddamn thing. Punchline gone.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, I'm gonna say he didn't do anything other than enable her. I think she's always been that type of person, always been a manipulative or whatever. Like I don't know what she was like behind the scenes in movies and shit like that, but like she just seems like she was always that type of person, and he just enabled her. He's a little bit of a simp because he tries to play the good guy role. And then when that shit start happening to the good guy, they don't
bit of a simp, though.
Oh, he's a total simp, but like, He was the good guy of Hollywood, right? Uh-huh. So you have to maintain image, and you can't let somebody like that like manipulate that image. But then, like, you can't react to it either because you still have that good guy role.
Oh, he already lost reacted that shit when he.
Oh yeah, yeah. But that was when he slapped. What's the name? But Chris how long Rock. Did it take him to? Yeah, that. But how long did it take him to get to that point?
But here's the thing, though.
He was slapping in the 90s.
from what I'm reading and from what I'm hearing, he's always been that way. Like, I was watching the Club Shay Shay with Tommy Davidson came out today, right?
Yeah.
And Tommy Davidson said that Will Smith, after they had that kiss scene in Woo, now remind you, for those who've seen the movie,
mm-hmm.
they only kissed once, right? Will walked up to him and was just like, yo, that's mad disrespectful. I don't like that shit. Woo, 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 right? And I'm like, nigga, do you not realize she's getting paid? This is Hollywood. This is a movie. Nobody said that's shit right. when you were kissing Eva Mendez or, you know what I mean?
I'm going to say it like this, though. I mean, Tommy Davidson told that story.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to say is that motherfucker was just trying to reach for clout. Because first and foremost...
You do anything for clout.
First and foremost, how many niggas did y'all that y'all met that can comfortably say they seen the whole movie Woo, start to finish?
B. Anybody that's my age, we actually went to see that movie as kids. We thought it was cool. We all liked it. I can honestly say that if you're the age, I'll say 35 and below, you've probably seen Woo at least twice in your life.
No,
but you know what's funny?
Exactly how many times I saw it.
I was what? Of age and never seen a movie Woo.
I definitely wanted to see the movie because at that time, I was like in love with Jada Pinkett. After Shame, I fell in love with
No, but and Jada Pinkett, she looked so good.
Damn peaches, Shame, though. Jada Pinkett was bad, bro. My question is, that's the crazy part.
You said what?
She had my question body. Her body was trash, but she was fine as hell.
Yeah. What did he say to that nigga in Jason Lyric?
No, in Jason Lyric, that's when you realize, like, whoa.
Hey, now.
I ain't never liked a mullet in my life until she had
a mullet. Damn. The whole situation is weird. And what makes it weird is Jada just coming out and saying all this shit. You know what I mean?
You got to understand, she has a book coming out, what is it, next month?
Yeah, so all this stuff is for clout. All this stuff is for press. Always
something, man.
Always. You know what I mean? When was the last time she had an episode of that Red Table shit?
I was about to say it got canceled.
A lot of their original content, so it got canceled along with a lot of other stuff. But my thing is, Will Smith should have just stayed with Margot Robbie. She would have never did you like this, Will.
What'd you say earlier, Red? What?
What's that meme you sent me earlier, Red?
Oh, he said,
oh, Lord.
Looks at that picture, man, every day. Every day he's looking back at that picture. But this is what I say about that shit, though. Like,
but you gotta think about it. They've been separated for six damn years.
Well,
six,
seven. Him and Margot Robbie definitely dated. I don't care what anybody says. They dated. That's why they took those pictures. Those ain't friend pictures. Like, right. Those are drunk as hell. He's taking some pics. They started dating when they did Focus. Then they did Suicide Squad. And then after that, they were like, all right, well, we got to kill it now.
No, my question is, if they've been separated for that long, why is Will still going so hard for it?
Because
they're the face of Hollywood, bro. They're the married couple of Hollywood. They're married for so long, they like keep up that goddamn image.
Yeah, because you got to remember, Will Smith's biggest thing is star. Like, I wanted to be a star. That was his whole thing. And you got to remember, Will Smith is the ego guy. So his thing is, at one point in time, maybe the divorce could have happened. But now we are the face of Black Love. And I'm like looking back at like 2008. You know, 2008, 2009. 2010, when they were hosting the BET Awards, and you know, Willow was doing her With My Hair stuff, like the height of the Smith name. Will Smith is like, divorce for what? You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, if that's the height,
if that's the height of black love, I don't want it.
No, hey, you can't pretend like everybody wasn't looking like, man, Will and Jada, they up there. They're one of them ones.
Yep.
For the long time, everybody was looking at Will and Jada like, oh, hey, they're one of them ones. They was everybody was looking at them hard.
Trying to be like a Brad and Angelina in this bitch.
And yeah, what happened to them?
That's the name. Brad and Angelina, Brad and Jennifer Aniston, Tommy, what is it? Tom Cruise and Katie, whatever.
Yep. Kate Holmes.
Yeah. All of that stuff is cool. Ben Affleck and J-Lo, but Will Smith and Jada, they never broke up.
The funny thing about this shit is like, yes, Will and Jada, and yeah, this, they have the same situation, but we see regular motherfuckers go through the situation.
Oh, absolutely.
The difference is, like it brings some humanization, I guess, to their situation. Because you can go anywhere in any neighborhood and see a motherfucker who is with his baby moms or whatever, and then they'll say some shit like, oh yeah, we together, but yeah, I'm kind of single, whatever the fuck, fuck around whoever. And then somebody would get mad when they get fucked, when they fuck around with whoever. You know what I mean? Like, and this is just a high dollar, high profile version of that. You know what I mean? And yes, Will Smith. And Will Smith has to play the part of the simp simply because he can't play the part of the angry black man. He can't play the part of the black man that's like going around fucking. He has to play, to your point, the star. He has to be the face of Hollywood, which he was until the point where he slapped Chris Rock, the face of the black face of Hollywood. You know what I mean?
And gotta be the good.
And that is the reason why he comes off as a simp. It's because he cannot react any other way, because if he reacts any other way in public, outside of when he slapped Chris Rock.
Gonna kind of.
Yeah.
And yet, Jada's on the other side. A strong black woman. She's just so empowered. Oh, you just doing your thing, girl. Don't give no flack to her or anything. You know, throw it all on the man.
No, but.
No fathers in the homes. Of course, Jada Pinkett looks like a fucking godsend.
Right, but you got to understand, like, even when Will was on Red Table Talk, she did nothing but embarrass this man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, I just needed somebody to make me feel good, so on and so on. I swear to goodness, if my old lady ever said that, man,
listen. the reason they have between Will and Jada, you can tell just by watching those interviews that they have some kind of interpersonal thing between them two where they just subtly try to take public shots at each other. You know what I mean? More so her than him, because he can't really do it because of the reasoning I said before. But you can tell that they have something to where they try to one-up each other by embarrassing each other, right? She gets more of it because he's trying to uphold whatever image he has. She doesn't really have much of an image anymore. You know what I mean? She did what, Girl Trip, and she's been doing some things here and there. And then,
I mean, yeah, overall, her Hollywood career is ass.
Yeah, like this is her brand now. Her brand is to showcase that this is the type of woman I am, and I'm out there trying to get mine, and I'm going to do it. All this in your face, despite what you feel, despite what everybody else thinks.
I don't like this. Like, she hides it all behind love. Like, we're gonna do.
Yeah.
I mean, her Red Table Talk. She's like, so toxic, bro. We're gonna bring it to the table.
Yeah, say like that. That's
how you guys are gonna see us on Sunday. We're gonna bring it to the table. You guys know what happens at the table. You're gonna get all the information because we have.
At the Lord table. That is her brand. Her brand is toxic, like relationship gossip type shit. You know what I mean?
Fucking horrible.
Is it toxic like relationship that type shit? That's why she does what she does.
Yeah,
but. And it's like I said, I understand you're trying to sell a book, but what the fuck, dude?
For real.
Like,
bring the black man down.
So I'll end the topic. I'll end this subject on this note right here. Jada, if you were looking for the title of Toxic Queen, you got it. Like, I've never seen anybody this mentally unstable since Britney Spears.
No, she's still unstable.
Hey, first of all, don't come at Britney. All right, Britney Spears is doing something for the culture we never seen
before. What's that?
Dancing with Knives.
Showing us that white women can dance unapologetically goofy as hell, and it still works some kind of way. As long as she's confident.
I just got one thing to say. I just want to close out the whole Will and Jada thing like this, because this news came out too. So Jada, I'm just going to say it like this. For the fact that Chris Rock got slapped and he didn't do absolutely nothing is all the reason why Jada is a bitch, because I would understand if Will Smith got up there and slapped him if Jada actually went out on a date with Chris Rock, but she turned that nigga down and he still got slapped. That's Jada's fault.
That's true.
You know what I mean? That is Jada's fault.
It's just a crazy situation, bro. And honestly, we don't really know what's going on. We've been separated for 7 years. Sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me. I feel like I told you, Will Smith started dating Margot Robbie, and then they got separated. Because it's all the same timeline. Focus came out in 2015. They got separated in 2016. Come on now. Will Smith fell in love with that white girl. Jada was like, fuck this nigga. She was like, I'm going to sabotage this motherfucker. He just don't know.
Yeah. So, and then Chris Rock asked her out, and then she let that man get slapped, and she ain't give him no pussy. She a bitch. Did you give Chris Rock some pussy?
Say that one more time.
He said. He's like, would you give Chris Rock some pussy?
I mean, hey, look, Chris Rock is funny and all, but
bro, could you imagine Chris Rock getting pussy though?
No!
If you see before, then that shit is dead. That shit is dead. I imagine that nigga getting fucked like he did on CP.
Oh god. Chris Orwell. Oh yeah. Just give it to me. Give me some pussy.
Oh, hell.
Oh god. So the next subject, everybody really hates Chris. So the next subject I want to bring up is Joe Budden and Drake.
Okay, I like that. First and foremost,
I listened to the album several times.
I was about to say, before we even talk about it, can we talk about the album? Did everybody listen to the album?
I did not.
I did. I listened to it multiple times.
If they put a song in group chat, I would listen to maybe like the first 2-3 minutes. I'm like, okay.
You didn't even listen to the J. Cole song?
No, I did not.
That's wild.
Yo, I secretly think J. Cole dissed Drake on his own song. But I don't want to be the motherfucker to dive into
it. Wait, what line? What line?
Because he made the motherfucking line where he was talking about. Where he was talking about like the three, we're the big three, and then he moved it to I'm the Muhammad Ali, we're the big three, but I'm the best one, and then right after that he said, you got to be insane to do a feature with me, as he's doing the feature with Drake on the song, like it just sounds
like. But Joe said, when you get on there with one of them ones, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what it's always been. If anybody follows hip hop, we already know. When you get on a feature, you're supposed to kill them.
Remember, Eminem destroyed Jay-Z on Renegade.
That's fact.
You know what I mean?
Who's the king of these ludicrous, lucrative lyrics? No, honestly, I will say one thing. I remember the first time Red bought home the blueprint, right? Because, you know, Red's a big Jay-Z fan. And when I first heard, oh, God, how did he start his line? Since I'm in a position to talk to these kids and they listen, I ain't a politician, but I kick it with them a minute. And when I first heard that, I was like,
yo. And if the shoe fits, I'll wear it.
But when I first heard Eminem just like glide on the track, I'm like, this is insane.
That's the Eminem that everybody loves. Everybody hates the rap god, Superflow.
Nah, but going back to the Joe Budden and Drake.
Drake.
My whole thing is. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No. Because I just wanted to get a couple points out about the album.
Go ahead.
Right? Because the points I got about the album is this, right? You know, everybody considered, even the Drake fans that I know, they listen to the album multiple times. Obviously, it's going to become another one of those Drake albums. Like, to me, it's just like his last album, where he has a couple of hits, and then it's kind of quickly forgotten until the next thing comes out. I personally think that this album was worse than the last album that he had. It's still a good album in music-wise, because there's not a lot of good music to compare it to. But there was just a lot of weird things on this album that I felt like he tried to squeeze in there. And a lot of questionable lyrics, a lot of things that he tried to address for some fucking reason. You know what I mean? And then the Rihanna and ASAP Rocky diss just out of fucking nowhere that made him sound even more sensitive. But that was the best song on the album to me. Because that beat was hard, but...
as an Aubrey Drake stan, you know, as a guy who's literally listened to this nigga since Room for Improvement, like, I have to say, I'm 100% with Joe Budden. Like, what happened to the Drake that was rapping for rappers? Even though Drake did say before Views came out, I'm not concerned with being the biggest rapper anymore. I want to be the biggest star in the world. And at the time, I was like, oh, yeah, bet. When Views came out, I was like, yeah, y'all know, because Drake can rap, but he wants to show everybody he can be everywhere. And I was cool with it for a few years, and now it's just to a point where it's like, all right, big dog, like, you got to have some humble pie or something, bro, because you're tripping. Like, this album is a good album for, like, somebody else, but for Drake, this shit is trash.
So this is my whole big thing about it. Budden is a podcaster.
Now,
Budden gave an now. Yeah, Budden gave an opinion that wasn't wrong, in my opinion. He just says, "Look, when are you going to mature with your music?"
Like 100% right.
So when you look at artists like Jay-Z, let's use Jay-Z as an example again. Jay-Z has many career beginnings. Like when you listen to Reasonable Doubt, that was his beginning in rap, right?
Right.
So when you get to an album like The Blueprint, that's the beginning of the grown man, right? When you listen to an album like The Black Album, that's the beginning of the businessman. Now when you get to an album like, let's just say, 444, that's the beginning of the entrepreneur. Let me teach you what I know.
I think the beginning of the entrepreneur was Magna Carta, Holy Grail.
Holy
in the
Grail.
Beginning,
yeah, for sure.
And then okay, the beginning well, of the married man and the family man.
But
the,
you get what I'm saying, though.
Man. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like Jay-Z has passed
somebody else. Huh? Because of the, can we use somebody else?
All right, then right. I'll use a rapper like Nas.
I was gonna say use Nas because
I'll use a rapper like Nas.
We don't care about Nas being a family man, so that's
you know when Nas
Jay-Z. We don't care about Nas. So
when Nas came out with Illmatic, he was trying to prove I'm better than everybody, right? So right. When you get to I Am, Nas proves not only am I a great rapper and storyteller, I can actually prove that, you know, I'm in it for longevity. So when you get to an album like, let's just say, Life Is Good. Because I always take Street Disciple out. Because Street Disciple was the I'm Getting Married album. You know what I mean? So,
but it got the song Virgo on it. That's my shit.
Yeah, but let's just let's just go with Hip Hop Is Dead. He's saying, look, we're in a streaming age now. Don't let that blindside you. Hip Hop is still very much alive. And then Nas went on an incredible 6-album run in 3 years, proving
and then he had the Oh, go ahead. The album, the end. What was the one album? The end.
Untitled.
Where that was.
Untitled.
Untitled. You know, but we knew what the album name.
Yeah, we know what the album name was, nigga.
But that album was talking about different shit.
Well, you know what I mean? Here's the thing about the Untitled album, and you know me being Nas fan, Scarface 1A, Nas 1B. The thing about the Untitled album is he had to change the whole format of the album. So that album, in my opinion, was very jumbled and all over the place because he had to change it at the last minute.
But the point I'm trying to make is, if we're talking about Drake and things, if he's talking about different shit, different content, you know what I mean? Like this album, this Drake album, to get back to what we're talking about, to your point, Digga, yeah, there's no growth in the album. So Joe Budden had a point there. And this album was a lot of sensitive shit that Drake was talking about. It literally sounded like he was pissed off and sensitive about all the shit that's going on with him in the news. He made a reference with that girl from Stranger Things.
Billy Bobby Brown.
Yeah, he made a reference about her on the album. Ain't nobody talked about that shit in years. In a couple years. But, you know what I mean? Like, but on the surface, it's fucking weird. That girl is under 18. You're messaging her and all this other bullshit. Yeah. But then you're going to bring it up and complain that people are complaining about that as one of your songs on this album?
Yeah.
The thing about the whole thing, right, is the fact that I don't know if anybody knows it. Like I said, I am an Aubrey fan. I'm a stan. I used to defend Drake to the goddamn, I don't care. Right?
Oh, but that's true.
But Joe Budden is one of Drake's idols. A lot of people don't know this.
No,
Joe Budden.
Yes, I mean Drake even said himself.
Right, and then on top,
I saw the video conversation with him on Instagram. Drake was looking just like he sounded in that damn blog, and in that damn message, he was looking all pussified, talking about I would never go after you, man. Nah, you're great. You're the goat. You know, and now all of a sudden,
not again, too much. Like, but
back to your point.
Not too much. But my thing is this, right? People are like, I hate to say it like this, man. We live in an era where just niggas are bitches. Not enough fathers in the home, and we can see it playing out here, right? We see these sassy-ass niggas coming to Drake's. Oh, man, Drake gave that nigga Joe Budden the business on the Instagram post when he gave him that whole fucking faggot-ass novel. That was unnecessary.
Yeah,
like,
very much.
You're clearly hurt. Your feelings are hurt because Joe is telling the truth.
Yeah.
You are 37 years old. You're almost 40. All right, you're almost 40 and you're hanging out with 20-year-olds. Nigga, he's right. You do need to get better. You do need to elevate. Look at your contemporaries. Kendrick just came out with an album telling us all about how fucked up his mental health is, how he's cheating on his wife. He needs to fix it. I'm a father, etc. J. Cole been doing this shit since Forest Hills Drive.
Correct.
Forest Hills Drive dropped. He gave us, you know, the shit that we wanted to hear. Everything after Forest Hills Drive, I'm a grown-ass man. And this is what grown men do. Drake is the only one who's like, let me ride the wave. Let me do this. Let me do the same shit that I've been doing and just give y'all bullshit I don't have to try hard on. Bottom line, you don't want to fucking try because you know the niche that you've carved out in hip hop, nobody else can do. Nobody else can do what Drake does. I mean, no matter what we want to say, Drake can do the singing and all this other shit that nobody else can get away with. He can make the corny ass songs like Way Too Sexy and get away with it. But we're over it. You're making music for Nick. Like this album, I am 32. This album is too young for me. That's the problem.
And that's the exact point right there.
I am too old for this album. And you're 37.
That is the exact point right there that I was going to say. Nigga, you are making music that is still for 16, 17, 18, 19, and they are the majority in your record sales. Not all the way up to like 30, you know what, 32, 33, 34. Okay, cool. You want to keep going down to that level and stay right there to get your stardom up? Cool. That's what you're reaching for. You want to be a star. You won't be no fucking a good ass progressive rapper.
And here's the thing. He's already been a star.
Yeah, but he wants more stardom and more money. That's what comes with stardom, bro. You get more money. And these motherfucking little ass kids, and you can just manipulate their minds and shit with these retarded ass. I don't like Drake. First off, I don't like him. I don't, not at all. He has some good songs. Trust me, he has some good songs. I have no like Drake albums on my damn phone, on Apple Music or anything like that. Like I give it to him that he has pause. He has some good songs. He has some great songs, but
you know what, the biggest problem right there is the people like me who defend Drake get more pissed off than anybody else because it's like fucking years.
Yeah.
I get it, but
he's not elevating. So it's like everybody who talks shit about Drake, they have a point. Like they got a point now. It's like, all right, yeah, y'all got it. I can't defend this nigga.
So go ahead, Red.
No, I want to say, like, Drake to me, I can look at him and consider him right now, just based off his body of work, I can look at him and say that right now he's the LeBron James of hip hop. Right? I am not a huge Drake fan, but I like Drake. You know what I mean? And I like some of his shit. But I'm just like everybody else, a realist, and there is a point of music where it's just like I stopped here and now everything after this point that Drake have done I'm very selective with. You know what I mean? So when I give, and I'm pretty sure like everybody who gives opinion maybe have that mindset, or they're just gonna be Drake stans, right? So when I'm listening to the album and I'm listening to what the reaction was and I'm looking at everything that's unfolded, there's a couple clear things that I see. To your point, X-Jack, yes, this music is made for little kids. To Michael, to Mikey's point, the reason why is because he knows that is his market, that is his niche market. And then to everybody else's point, Drake gets by, Drake gets by doing that shit, but he is also a overly sensitive nigga. Yeah, I mean,
sassy dudes that agree with this shit. The niggas that agree with clapping back, quote unquote, at Joe Budden and making all these random ass posts about him and shit, that's gay. That's not how men handle shit.
That's very zesty.
Joe Budden was just reading off the DMs that Drake sent. So you DM'd me and then you made a bunch of posts. That's not manly. You should have called him and like, hey, bro, I don't fuck with what you said. And we should have kept it between me and you. Or if you wanted to be on the internet with it, then be on the internet with it. But don't pretend like you don't know who I am. Listen, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's corny.
First and foremost, have anybody ever sent a text message like that to any chick that you was in a relationship with or whatever like that, or y'all broke up or whatever?
No.
I have. I've been in situations where I've had those text conversations back and forth with chick that I was in relationships with, of just kind of going back and forth. But I think back to those moments of anger, and I'm like, man, that shit was stupid. I'm dumb for that. Why did I waste my fucking time?
But here's the thing, though. You did not put it on a social forum.
That is my point. My point is this. If I was feeling like that, and I was actually fucking a chick, you know what I mean? And this is just somebody, you know what I mean? This is just somebody who had an opinion about an album. When I was having those type of conversations and I was typing shit like that, that kind of, and I said this in the group chat, this reminds me of a text message that I received on my iPhone 4 when I broke up with a chick.
But right? Here's the thing. Joe Budden's opinion was not wrong.
Because the opinion isn't the problem. The problem is it came from somebody he respects. That's the problem. That's why he had to downgrade him and, oh, you failed at rap and I did what you couldn't do and I ride on 757s and you barely get first class flight. Man, you just talking because you hurt. Now you're trying to hurt my feelings. That
is the point I'm trying to make. That is the point I'm trying to make to why Joe Budden's opinion was sincere and it was actually accurate and it goes to tell you the type of person that Drake is.
But you know what's also a bad thing? When Doja Cat had a better album than both Drake and Wayne in the same month, that's a problem.
Hey,
It's a society problem. Societal problem.
Let me tell you something. We are not going to talk about that Wayne mixtape. That shit is dead. Let's not even. Nope. Mm-hmm.
Skip over. But here's the thing, though. Wayne has the same problem that Drake has.
Yeah, but see, the problem that I had with the Wayne... Ugh, we really got to talk about it. The problem that I had with it...
Let's go ahead. Go ahead. Jump in it.
It's the fact that you told me that you were giving...
That's crazy.
I tried to get right by that.
That's wild.
The problem is, man, you told me you were giving me mixtape Wayne. That's what you told me. That's what you told everybody, right? Mixtape Wayne. You know what mixtape Wayne is? That nigga is a god on the mic. I don't care what you gotta say, digga. It's my turn. That nigga is a god on the mic. Okay. There's not too many people that could keep up with a mixtape Wayne, period.
Yeah, Lord of the Flies, Wayne.
And then they then he got the audacity to give us No Ceilings 2 all over again.
Like, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing because we know I don't listen to Wayne like that.
No Ceilings 2 is absolute dog shit.
Oh gosh.
Dog shit.
Do you think Wayne still got it?
Yeah, of course, because his feature run lets you know that he still got it.
I love Wayne. I love Lil Wayne, but I'm old school. You know what I'm saying? I want to go back to the just get rid of the goddamn what's the shit called? Yes. Damn, get rid of that bullshit, man. Bitch, ain't nobody trying to hear that, man. Like, we know you the great rapper, great, legendary. But damn, I kind of sort of fell off listening to Wayne whenever he made Lollipop.
Nah. This,
you know, Auto-Tune came out, and I was just like, this nigga's not using it.
You know it's going to sound sad.
I get it. Like, I get why you stopped listening to him after Lollipop, but you got to think, after that, he was still him. He still came out.
Yeah, exactly. But still, it was the song. It was the songs that he had that was just the Auto-Tune song. I had to switch him up.
You know what's going to sound sad?
Uh-oh.
You know when I stopped listening to Wayne?
Yes.
After 500 Degrees. You had You had one chance to make one bad album, and I was done.
At the 500 Degrees, though.
Yeah, I don't understand it, honestly, because I don't know how you didn't listen to Carter. I don't know how you didn't listen to Carter. And,
you know, if anybody has ever seen my CD collection, I have all of the Carter albums.
Yeah, some of them are still great. What was Lollipop was on the Carter 3, right?
Yes. The Carter 2 is his best work ever, but yeah.
But you know, I bought the Carter 3. I think the Carter 3
was I think that was his best album of recent and the only commercially. Yes.
Do you know I bought the Carter 3
success behind that.
I bought the Carter 3 almost 2 months before it came out. Physical copy.
I believe that because it definitely leaked.
So no, I mean I had the actual CD.
Oh damn.
Like, and also, fun fact, if anybody can ever get their hands on the actual CD copies of Rick Ross's Port of Miami 2, do you know the song Maybach Music, what is it, 5 or 4? Actually has the Pusher T verse.
Oh, I believe that. Because nowadays with the digital shit, you can just ruin everything. So
No, it has the actual Pusher T verse. Remember, Rick Ross removed the Pusher T verse because Lil Wayne didn't want it on there. Mm. So if you ever listen to Maybach Music...
Pusher T and anybody that love him.
If you ever listen to Maybach Music, I think it's 5. If you ever listen to it, it's John Legend, Lil Wayne, and Rick Ross. But if you have the actual CD version, it's John Wayne, It's Lil Wayne, John Legend, Pusha T, and Rick Ross.
Maybach Music, Pilgrims. Why don't you go ahead and pop that pussy, Pilgrim? Yo, getting back to the main thing, right? Yes, the whole Drake and Joe Budden thing is playing out like a fucking high school drama. And I think it's funny. Obviously, Birdman got involved. Now Azalea Banks got involved, and everybody else is getting involved. Azalea Banks,
she said some real shit to that nigga too. Bottom line, I'm here for the Drake hiatus.
Even Drake's dad got involved.
Yeah, but he was trying to be on the side. He was wrong. He was like, I hate when older people try to get involved with younger people things. Your son is 40. Shut the fuck up, Dennis. Anyway.
Damn, Dennis.
Yeah, shut up, Dennis.
Dennis got that mustache like Walter and Scotty from The Whispers.
Drake's son got involved talking about some "Don't come at my man like that." If y'all heard the album, y'all know why that's funny.
Let me tell you something. I ain't gonna lie, that's the worst shit ever, bro. Like, I get it. Sentimental reasons, man. Sentimentally, like, that's cool because when he gets older, he'll be able to hear that. But you could have wrote something.
That shit was terrible.
My man, like that. But my daughter can rap better than that.
Wow.
But
I thought that nigga was 2 years old when I heard that shit, and I was like, "What? Yeah, that motherfucker 7? God damn!"
But yeah.
No,
what grade that Drake's nigga son, is? Shit.
No, Drake's son turned 6 today.
Yeah. I'm about to say he's five. I'm saying he was 5.
He was five. Yeah.
I was like, man, what the fuck?
Don't come at my man like that.
I don't really care what you do. You can have whatever you want.
Drake's son rapped?
Yeah.
Yeah, he put him on the album, man.
If that's what you want to call it.
So, when I listen to the album, there's 3 good songs in a row. And it's that song where he did
when you first start the album, Rihanna. Yep.
Yeah, the song, I think the 3 good songs in a row are Fear of Heights, where he disses ASAP and Rihanna. Because that beat goes in. There's really no reason why he has to diss him, which is fucking weird. And then the Daylight song, which is right after that, and that's the one his son's on, fucking ruins the whole song. And then J. Cole just fucking murks that fucking next song. And then after that...
No, go ahead.
I said, and after that, it's just like everything else is just like, to me.
Yeah,
the
first 11 songs are cool, and then after that, it's trash to me.
Drake pulled a Jay-Z moment, putting his child on the album.
Hey, look, Jay-Z and Beyonce did a totally different way. So, nah, we can't even.
No, 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 no. I'm talking about the Blue Ivy freestyle.
The Blue Eye freestyle shits on that, I promise you.
Boom chaka laka, boom chaka.
Yep, that's way better.
And then the Blue Eye freestyle was done a little bit differently, man. Like,
no, is it bad that when I heard Blue Eye freestyle, I was like, you ain't got none of your parents' talent.
Oh, Lord.
Listen.
Hey, you ever seen her dance on stage? Hey, that shit ain't it. Ain't it.
Listen, when Drake's son came on the album, like, nigga, like, the beat, like, when the song, the beat changes when Drake's son starts rapping, right, to a different beat. Dude, I take my son to the daycare every morning, right? So I have, like, a little playlist on my phone. Nigga, I thought I accidentally hit a button that went to a song on his playlist. And I was like, what the fuck is this little kid? That shit sounds terrible, bro.
Man, like that.
I was like, what?
Wait, what's the name of this song so I can listen to it right before I go to bed?
It's called Daylight.
Okay, I'll check that out.
You need to listen to J. Cole record too.
Yeah, right. That one's good. Actually, just listen to those 3 songs in a row. Fear of Height, Daylight, and then they're 3 in a row on the album.
All right, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and end this show early. I got to be at work at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I got you.
No, what were you about to say?
Oh, I just had another thing on the docket.
No, go ahead and say it.
I was just going to say that...
I got to set up my CPAP machine. That sounds very old manish, but
Yeah. Hey, I mean, hey, man, you got to breathe, right? But nah, what I was going to say was. He's like, hey, man. You gotta...
Wow.
But nah, I was gonna say, like, bro, I just want to, you know, have a little soapbox moment. I'm sick of this woke fucking leftist sensationalism going on. Like, I'm really tired of it, man. The Democrats, I get it. I know everybody don't want to do the political shit, but like, literally, bro, this whole, like, everybody's got a voice and we're all going to just be happy and kumbaya, that shit gotta die. California just released ebony alerts.
Yeah.
I saw that shit.
Oh, like, what?
Yeah, like amber alerts, how they're for all children. California, yeah, yeah. Ebony alerts, which is for little black girls. Now, my new rule is, if I want to know if it's racist or not, I just take it and I put it on another race. And if it fucks with me emotionally, then it's probably racist. So if they came out with ivory alerts or little Annie alerts, that is just for the little white girls out there, everybody would be like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what is this? But they do it with the, you can do ebony alerts for the black girls and it's cool. Like, we gotta stop this shit, man. We gotta stop this shit, man. It's getting too far.
The also, motherfuckers were involved, they come out the little Quinsuela world alerts.
Also,
California banned Skittles. Also,
what?
Yeah,
yeah. They, Skittles have carcinogens.
Oh, so does like a red dye that's supposed to red dye that causes cancer.
Are they going to ban Cheetos and everything else too?
Yes, yeah. They're in the process of doing all that.
Well, they're in the process of banning certain snacks, which is fucking weird. And let me tell you why that's weird.
Frosted Flakes, too.
Yeah, it's weird because what's going to end up happening is people are going to start diving deeper and seeing, and then damn near every single thing is going to be banned if you don't grow it
yourself,
right? At some point, if this is just the start of that. But my question is, it took the state of California to ban this, right? And no other state is moving a muscle on this. Better yet, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration that approves all this shit, if this shit is so bad that California is like, oh, we gotta ban this shit, then is California wrong for banning it? Or is the FDA not doing their job to protect Americans of what's going on the shelves?
I'd be careful.
That's the real question.
I am about to buy a box of Skittles and just go to California schools and be like, hey, man,
I got that shit.
Yeah, I got that shit. Now,
I'm trying to figure out they sell Skittles in a box still?
Yeah, nigga.
I have no idea. But, like, you can't even order Skittles on Amazon to get shit.
Can you imagine doing some time? You're like, yo, what you in here for, nigga? I was out there.
Yeah, nigga, I was slinging up Skittles, nigga.
I was slinging up Skittles, bro.
Wild berry flavor, cuz. Jeez.
I even got the little sour ones, too.
Bro.
y'all know the sour Skittles be fucking up your tongue? Pause. Wait, is that a pause?
Yeah, they do. Just like,
wait, is that a pause?
Hey, just like flag on them. They fuck up your mouth like Captain Crunch.
No, yeah. I never know. I wild berry or regular Skittles is we fucking with. I'm over here shaking them shits in my hand like goddamn Paul. Like in the motherfucker, like motherfucking sunflower seeds and shit.
I ain't gonna lie, sour Skittles are definitely the most sour candy you can get for sure. Like them shits do fuck your mouth up, bro.
What?
You need a tasting
shit
for 3 days.
I was about to say, you eat 2 bags of sour Skittles, you won't be tasting your food like you got COVID.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, hey,
it is what it is.
Random disclaimer. If you don't want to go to work, eat 2 bags of sour Skittles and tell them you got COVID. Hey, I can't taste that.
I can't taste it.
But don't fuck with my man.
But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Yoga. That's Red. That's Egg Jack. Egg Jack. Fuck.
Whoa.
That's fun.
and we are the troublemakers.
X.
So, closing statements, fellas.
We'll go Yoga, X-Jack, me, then you, Digga.
Yeah.
All right. Good topic on the show tonight. It's mind your manners, y'all. Mind your manners. Yes, sir. No, sir. It's be polite out here, y'all. Because I mean, you ain't too old to get your ass with a belt, a fist, or just pistol whip. Anyway, y'all, everybody, be easy. I love y'all, boy, man, and all the listeners, I love y'all too. Hey, shout out to motherfucker Two Gun Tony, man. Hey, get better, bro. We waiting for you, cousin. Waiting for you. Better, God, don't make no mistakes.
All right. X Jack.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Your boy Radical Jack. Semi-retired from podcasting. I appreciate Digga keeping me alive here. But y'all know what it is, man. Appreciate you. You know, I'm always here to lend a voice. Again, Two Gun, get better, man.
Hey, yes, sir.
Red.
So Gunner, miss you. Get better. We got you, man. So we'll hold you down until you get better. The world's still a crazy place, man. There's a lot going on in the world, and too much to name. Just y'all look out for one another. Pray for people. Apparently, Bigfoot is back.
I saw that.
Oh my lord! Hey, his son, they finally grew up on you, Nichols.
But Bigfoot's back, so y'all be careful. Y'all in Colorado, and if y'all do, either shoot that motherfucker or take a picture of him. Whatever.
Or not.
All right. Listen, we don't know that motherfucker about. God don't make no mistakes.
First things first, fuck Sergio Brown.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, you don't
football
know
player that killed
Brown
his
is?
Mama. Sergio Brown. Player. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Red.
No. He was on your team.
That's right. Sergio Brown. Sergio Brown. Sergio Brown is a former Jacksonville Jaguar whose mom ended up dead in a creek due to wounds from an assault. Mm-mm-mm. This nigga killed his mom, went to Mexico, and was doing...
Allegedly
killed his mom. Went to Mexico doing videos, just like, you know, nothing happened.
Yeah, hardened up.
Hey, what did they try to cover it up with? Mental illness is real.
Boy.
Man, look. So
I don't know. He just got
apprehended
to the States. Yeah. So this is gonna be an interesting trial.
Other than that, mental health is seasonal depression is real. We're headed to the holiday season. If you know somebody that is going through a tough time, as I always say, it takes 3 seconds to text or call somebody and ask them if they're good. Those 3 seconds can go a long way. Big ups to Two Gun. Get better soon, my guy.
Hey.
Thank you for your listen. I'm tired. Thank you. Thank you for the listeners. Also, if you want to hack to get free coffee, get a uniform for your city and go get coffee. They will give it to you for free. I love that part of my new job.
Hey.
What else? Other than that, oh yeah. Always, you know, check on your parents, man. I see my parents every week, man. I love that. So always check on your parents. I'm gonna just say that now. What else? Other than that, God bless and good night.
There it is. All right, y'all boy. Yeah.
Yay, man.